the value become absolutely zero. We are slowly moving towards the ending of our fundraising movie. We are super excited that with the fact that we've just signed a term sheet with the investors and we know that the money is on the way. But like every movie, even here there is a small twist. After signing the term sheet and before executing the shareholders' agreement, there is a crucial step, and this step is a tricky one. I am not trying to scare you here, I'm just saying this is a step which can make or break your deal. You need to be prepared to clear this hurdle called due diligence. In this session, we are going to focus on how to steer through the DD process. We will be starting by understanding what exactly is due diligence. We will then go through the details of what do investors look for during the due diligence process. Finally, we will go through the step-by-step process to prepare for due diligence. Let's get started. Due diligence, as we've just seen, evaluates a deal from legal, compliance, and financial perspective. The exercise is all about finding hidden skeletons that might create huge liability for the companies in the future. The investor expects the capital to go towards expansion and not towards setting off liabilities due to non-compliance. The outcome of this exercise is a list of red flags. If the red flags are extremely critical, such as fraud by the founders, then the deal gets called off. If the findings are minor, then the company is given time to take corrective actions. Generally, angel stage DD is not as exhaustive as Series A DD. This is because in early stages, the company has very little data to share. But by Series A, the company has clients, employees, operating history, which makes the DD process very, very intensive. We hope this course helps you prepare for DD process and tackle it. Thank you. So let us